Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 12. And God's word says, "The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon Colony." This is the word of the Lord. Think about this. There are nine signs that will let you know that you had joined the wrong church. Number one, the pastor referred to God only as Jehovah and constantly exhort the congregation to witness. Number two, the members are required to submit their W-2 for the last 10 years. And number three, pastor regularly attend meeting in Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Number four, the media refer to the church facility as a compound. That means two or three things mixes together. Number five, you discover the church referred to the Ten Commandments as 10 suggestions. And number six, especially this one, the woman quartet are all married to the pastor. Number seven, the chancel across has been replaced by a bronze pyramid. Number eight, pastor preaches an eloquent sermon on ancient heresy, and the elder want to make them a part of their doctrinal statement. And the last one, number nine, the new members kit include a Bible, church bylaw, and an Uzi. Just think about that church. How many of you have ever heard that if I don't see the wondrous or miraculous signs with my own eyes, I would not believe? Today we see the world are looking for healing from God. Christians cried out in boldness in their witness and cried for God's hand to stretch forward in healing. When facing hardship, we pray desperately for miracle, for our loved one to be healed. We come to church and ask the church to pray that wonder and miraculous signs be present so that our faith can grow. In today's lesson, we see a pretty clear message to the question why the church wanted signs and wonders with all their danger, with all their needs, and why they pray. Lord, stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonder in the name of Jesus. That is why our lessons say the apostles performed many signs and wonder among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon Colony. The question is why people wanted so badly for God to continue to show signs and wonder with the church after Jesus' ascension, to continue through the apostle that Christ is a true God, and that miracles still continue for the people to have hope and trust that healing for generations to come. A couple of verses before, in verses 12, before our lesson stated that the church responds to Ananias and Sapphira lied about their property and both fell down and died. Because of this situation, great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about this event. But in the midst of the fear and amazement and wonder, many were still coming to faith in Jesus. And in verse 14 said, "Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number." You see, in a sense, Dr. Luke wanted us to see the connection between the signs and the wonder done by the apostle. That is why the church pray earnestly for signs and wonder to be done. If signs and wonder help bring people to the Lord, they simply doing what the Lord has commanded them to do, and through their work, by the power of the Holy Spirit, it brings people to saving faith. Throughout the Old Testament, signs and wonders continue to work from the book of Genesis all the way to the era of Jesus' time in the New Testament, where Jesus healed many and drive out evil spirit. After Jesus' ascension, we continue to see the signs and wonder work in the book of Acts that help lead many people to faith. We have seen miracle at Pentecost. 3,000 were added to the number. The lame man were healed and walk. 5,000 grew in number. The dead woman, Tabitha, came back to life after Peter prayed for her. Peter healed, and this became known all over Joppa, and many people believe in the Lord. So there is no doubt that the work of miracles, signs, and wonder help bring people to Christ. This is why Luke writes and wanted the Christian to see that God would stretch his forth of his hand to heal and do signs and wonders. What about today? Does the church today still want to see signs and wonder in order to bring people to Christ? Does people expect God to do signs and wonder so they can believe? You see, the issue is that people demand God to obey their command and demand that the miracle ought to be take place right now, right at this moment, or they won't believe in God. Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and other enterprises, has been known to make a few insulting remarks about Christians. But in an interview with the New Yorker magazine in April of 2001, he said he had once planned to become a missionary. He said he turned his back on Christianity when his younger sister died of an immune system disease. He said, "I could not understand how someone so innocent should be allowed to suffer." You see, when a person is seeking for signs and wonder, has turned God into a personal genie in a bottle, obey every of their command. And because of that, when God failed to come through for them, they often turn away from God completely. Another issue today is that other church taught that you must be able to do miracle by performing signs, wonder, and speaking in tongue in order for you to be a truly a believer. But if you cannot do neither by speaking in tongue, then you are a lower class of Christian. What it truly means is that you are not as high as they are. That's what they claim. Is that true? What did the scripture say? The apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians, he said, "For this reason, that one who speaks in tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three should speak one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God." Today, we see it. Many preachers claim that they can speak in tongue and they can heal people. One of my distant brother-in-law used to be a Pentecostal or charismatic preacher. He told me once that when he was a preacher, he learned a few Hebrew language. And when he starts to speak in tongue, he would use some of those words. And then he also mimicked or used other kind of words that sometimes he doesn't even understand what he was saying. And when he was doing healing for his congregation, the people that he healed wasn't actually sick at all. So it's more or less of a playing so that people can say, "Wow, what a powerful man you are. You have healed the sick. You speak in tongue." When finally the last straw for him was that his son had muscular dystrophy disease that he could not walk. He would be in a wheelchair all the time. And when he tried to bring his son to the senior pastor to try to heal his son, it wasn't working. So he gave up, and he's now a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You see, with the church praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with the power and signs and wonders today, is that still working? But some of the Christians will say this will compromise the Word of God. It will jeopardize the Word of God to save sinner. What if miracle doesn't happen and the church is at stake for not leading others to Christ? Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Jew demands signs and Greek look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified." And Jesus said, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign." In the book of Acts, people were looking for signs and wanted to help them with faith. Today, people are still looking for signs and want to help them with faith. Remember this, signs and wonder come through the church. But let me assure you that the signs and wonder do not have to be compromised the power of the gospel. Paul and Barnabas did signs and wonders in Iconium. Signs and wonders are witness to God's word. They are not against God's word. They are not over the word. They are divine witnesses to the truth that are from God. Wonder and miraculous signs are not the saving word of grace, but they are the secondary testimony to the word of His grace. Signs and wonders do not save, but they are the power of God that make the signs and wonderful testimony to His grace. They do not transform the heart of the hearer any more than like a magic show. What changes the heart and saves the soul is the glory of Christ by the message of the gospel. Paul writes, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' make His light shine in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory display in the face of Christ." Signs and wonders do not save soul. Saving soul are only through Christ Jesus. The scripture never say that the signs and wonder will stop. It will continue on until the day our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ return. Many of us are looking for signs and wonders so we may believe more. But those signs and wonders are done by Christ alone. Our church do not stop, do not quit, do not cease of praying for signs and wonder and miracle that will bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Christ used an ordinary man and woman like you and I to carry out His work, it is not us that are able to pray and others heal, but it is the power through Him and Him alone. You see, when Peter healed the layman, people thought that the power was from Peter. But Peter said, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that come through Him that has completely healed him, as you all can see." If any signs and wonder and miracle happen, it is through the power of Christ that healed the person. So the glory and honor goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us continue to pray that you may believe in His word and not by human authority. Let us continue to be as Christ's church in action that are united to proclaim His saving grace, that through us signs and wonder may produce, that others may come to know Him and to have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through His name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.